After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. So you got to have a certain mindset. Amen. God puts resources in your hands for a reason. Amen. But here, this is what I want to get to you right here. God is a generous God, but somewhere religion has twisted things in people's mind, and so they think it's better to lack or even to be diseased. Or what, you know, and I know all this stuff happens, but some people embrace that as being from the Lord. And, you know, they think that makes you more holy. Or, you know, now understand, I'm not ignorant of that. If that should happen, that should drive you closer to God and not from God. But that's not God's best for you. He came to heal us. He came to deliver us. What did he say? I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The word is Zoe, Z-O-E. Look it up. It's not just, you know, breathing. He's talking about everything that pertains to life and godliness. So my point, God is very generous. But to the degree you are blessed is not based upon God's generosity. It's based upon your capacity of faith to receive. Thank you, sister, for the clap. A few amens. Let me say that again. God is very generous. And see, this is where we cut him off sometimes. You know, or you let people, you know, put you in a box and, you know, make you think a certain way. God is very generous. He wants to bless you to be a blessing. And we talk about a river. We're not talking about a drizzle. We're talking about a river. A river flowing. I heard him say one time, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think, according to the power that you allow to work in you. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered your heart what I have prepared for you. I'm revealing it to you by the Holy Spirit. So let me say this again. We need a mind check. We need a check up from the neck up. Because your upbringing, people you hang around with, sometimes you need to change some friends. Only see them on Christmas. And Easter's. You know what I mean? Because why? Their mindset. Birds of a feather will flock together. How or where you are in your station in life is not based upon God's generosity. God is generous. It's based upon your capacity of faith to receive his generosity. See, some have a little measuring cup, you know, little spoons. See, we did example here one time. I had a tape measure, I had a ruler, I had a yardstick, I had those little spoons, and some only want 30-fold. Me and my table, give me crumbs so I can make it. You're selfish. In this culture and society, you are selfish. We've been in Haiti loading. I remember I got pictures of this way back, not too far back, but way back. We were loading bulgur wheat into this warehouse. Rats were in there. Oh, no, I'm about to say almost big as me, but I've been lying. They're big rats running around there. We stacked up bulgur wheat so high, Pastor Caesar and I, we got a picture. And there were ladies from the village that were there, and any bag that would break or any rice, it was full of dust and dirt. They were scooping it up, putting it in, you know, there and carrying it away to make a meal. And, you know, here, I understand if God gives us resource, it's not just for us to hoard. And it's not just for us to have enough for our table. We are the nation that has been blessed by the Lord. Hello, somebody. Come on, see, I can tell with these sad amens and these sad claps. No. See, it's in giving that we receive. Give and it shall be given unto you. But see, some of our river this morning when you came in, it was stopped up. You just came to clap. You just came to sing. You just came to get a good feeling. But is the river flowing? I said, is your river really flowing? See, because it's in giving. And this is not an offering message. This is not about money. See, your money has no value in heaven. What good your dollar gonna do when the streets are gold? Hey, you got your couple dollars. No, don't know if you're gonna give or not. No, the currency of the kingdom is faith. Oh, I feel like shouting here, Elder. I said the currency, how we barter in the kingdom is faith. You don't have to know how it's gonna happen. You stop looking at your banker check, your checkbook and your bank account. Well, you know, I would if I could. Ask somebody right now, where is your faith? See, this is what distinguishes the kingdom from the world system. Even how you talk. Tell somebody right now, stop talking po mouth. Po mouth, not poor, po. Because you will have what you say. Yeah, you will. You will. You that, and you. Not you will. You do have what you say. Need I say any more there? So we see how Joshua was told. He said, "Listen, don't let the book of this law depart out of your mouth." We're gonna get back into that whole thing on words again. You know, when the Lord was crossing the Galilee with the disciples, a storm arose. It was a system. You know, they call them like storm systems. You know, a lot of times stuff is over your life. It's become a system. Because of how you've been talking, you've created a system. I'm certain that the devil sent that system up there to stop them from coming. Because he knew there was a great deliverance going to happen with the demoniac of Gadarene. And so he tried to stop them. So he sent up a system. See, your life is a system of your words. Amen. I know everybody's not going to like this because they talk too much. They talk too much about the wrong stuff. Their mouth is like a loose cannon and you say anything. Oh, this killing me. Why you say something killing you? Child almost died. Oh, I love you to death. Don't love me to death. Love me to life. Now see that to some that's like, oh, that's just words. See, some people think words are just noise. It's not. As a matter of fact, idle words are going to judge you. And not in heaven, here. The Lord said, every idle word a man speaks, he will give account in the day of judgment. Amen. What day of judgment? He's not talking about when you get before the throne. Yeah, you'll give an account there. But when you let your words go out and they're all negative and all full of unbelief and talking about death and sickness and all that, those words go out and they wait for you. They may go into Wednesday. They might be waiting on you Thursday. They might jump on you in the morning. And they judge you. So if you flip the script and you start speaking the word of God, that word goes out. God says, my word is spirit and it's life. It goes out and it won't return void. It will not come back empty. It will accomplish what it is sent out to accomplish. Amen. And guess what? The word that you speak, the word of God you speak, is waiting on you. Yes, it is. It might catch up with you Thursday. It might be waiting on you before you leave here. But you see the fulfillment of the word of God. So therein lies the battle. Do you understand that God said, my word is above my name? That's what he said. My word is esteemed above my name. In other words, God will surrender to whatever his word says. I said, God will surrender to whatever his word says. If the word is working in your life, God says, I'm going to surrender to see, to make sure that word comes to pass. Amen. Now, we've been talking about dominion. I'm going to just go on a little rabbit trail here. But we've been talking about dominion. We've been talking about a number of things in this series on authority. It isn't our goal to achieve dominion in our culture as some would think. Amen. You know, amen. People get positions and start throwing their weight around. Amen. And mistreating people. Amen. And doing their own thing, getting cliquish, getting people around them. Old buddies ain't even saved, you know. Just doing their thing and running things the way they did, like Absalom and different, you know, kings did, and to their own demise. It's not our goal to achieve dominion in culture. Hear me. This is so important. This is going to determine whether your river flows or not. Rather, it is the fruit. Our dominion is the fruit of our obedience to Christ that influences our culture. So we're not trying to manipulate and control people, nor our culture. God is not a controller. The devil is the one that wants to control you and manipulate you. Not God. God gave you a free will. God wants to influence you for good. So hear me. This is so important. It's our goal isn't to achieve dominion in our culture, just to, you know, knock everybody out. Even though dominion that we achieve is not achieved that way. Our dominion is achieved through influence. It's the fruit. Our dominion is the fruit of our obedience to Christ. That way you don't have to get in the rat race. Amen. What God has for you, it is for you. In the rat race, even if you win, you're just a rat. You're the winning rat. But we're not in a rat race. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. We're governed by other laws. We're governed by another kingdom. Amen. You know, they used to say all good people in finish last. That ain't true at all. It's like the hare and the tortoise. The hare, you know, did his thing and he was a lot faster, but the tortoise just kept on plugging. And you know the story, the tortoise won. That's how it is. We do it God's way. You always win.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.